100%. I think your physical health and your mental health, they go right hand in hand. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, when we're talking about physical well-being or mental well-being, you know, the well-being part of that, what is it exactly does that mean to you as a trainer?
Well, I think just, you know, thinking about our mental well-being and physical well-being, overall, I just feel like a huge mood increase. Like, I feel so much better after working out. My energy level from coming from a stressful work situation, it's almost like a big buffer in between home and work. And it just gives me the what I need, I guess. It just creates more energy and puts me in a much more positive mindfulness experience that I need. So
when it comes to physical wellness and, like, you know, getting up and doing something, and when we're talking specifically about mental health, I think a pair of words that come up often I think a lot of people can relate to: executive dysfunction. It can be really tough to get yourself up and actually start seeking fitness. What would be, like, some baby steps to ease oneself into that?
You got to start with a goal, like a short-term goal, even if it's just a walk around the block. I think you also need to be able to brainstorm things. Physical fitness can come in many, many things. It can come from being at the gym, from lifting heavy, being at home, walking with a friend. It can be absolutely anything you want it to be. So you just have to find your passion and make sure it happens. Yeah.
And it's made pretty easy if somebody seeks, like, personal training at a gym, like Motion Fitness too, right?
Yeah, and then obviously, like, from my background, being in class, I know a lot of participants tell me it's really nice because they don't have to know what to do, and they're told what to do by me. So they laugh because they know that they're going to get a good workout, and yet they feel better afterwards too. They come in and I can tell that they've been stressed out from work, and then we have a little debrief session before we get started, and we all feel really good afterwards, and we're on the way for the rest of the evening. And a lot of them just feel so happy to be there, and they leave much more happy.
Well, and especially, I mean, even long term too, I would imagine you've had participants who, like, over a while of seeking that physical fitness, you see the mental health sort of making, like, a really positive turn.
Yeah, and you do notice too, some of them will come up to me afterwards and they'll say, you know, I went from that 2 kilogram weight to the 5 kilogram weight, and I definitely notice a difference. So you notice even their not only their mental health changing and the positive experience that they're getting, they're feeling stronger, they're feeling better, and then they get to that point where they're even noticing a difference and they feel better about themselves.
And you can't really understate, like, once you start getting to the point where you can really push yourself, that nice wash over feeling of the endorphins after a good workout. I mean, that's, you can't really understate that.
I think that's why I go so often to the gym. I really do.
Amazing. Well, what about Family Service Saskatoon specifically? Because, I mean, we see the effects that physical fitness has, but also, I mean, hand in hand with counseling, I mean, that can be a huge positive turn for somebody's life.
Yeah. So I think a lot of it too is Family Service Saskatoon is just so gifted in what they can give and offer. Everything's a lower cost. So I think about the stress level of somebody needing counseling support to help with that mind and body. And I just feel like, one of the stresses of finding counseling is that piece around it, the cost, right? So Family Service, being able to access them at almost no cost to low cost, it really does help ease that stress level of trying to find somebody to talk to. Yeah.
Well, and then, I mean, they're able to offer that low cost because of our generous donors. So, I mean, that's where the Radiothon comes in. If somebody were kind of on the fence with, maybe I want to donate, but I don't know, maybe I'll do it tomorrow, maybe I won't, what would you say to that?
Just do it. It's all local. You're supporting local. You're supporting a local agency. I don't see any problem with that. Just do it. Whether it's $5 or $10, doesn't matter.
Same with getting off the couch and, like, doing, like, taking those baby steps to a little bit of physical fitness. Just do it, right?
Absolutely. Just do it. It's like the Nike slogan all over again.
Right? The Shia LaBeouf video. Just do it. Amanda, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And again, that's Amanda with Motion Fitness. If you would like to get some more information, of course, you can go to their website. And of course, we have some very happy volunteers who are thrilled to answer the phone and take your donations. That's 306-664-2273.